All right. I wanted to discuss this week a Rashi in this week's Parsha, which we take for granted sometimes because it appears in other places in the Chumash, but really it's a little bit odd. Everyone's familiar with the story of Korach. Towards the beginning of the story, actually, you have Dathan and Aviram and Korach going and facing off against Moshe. And when they do this, they towards the end of it, they're... Let's get the ringtone off. The pasuk says Vayal Mishkan Korach Dathan va'Aviram misaviv v'Dathan va'Aviram yatzu nitzavim pesach aholehem v'nasheyem uvneyem v'tapam. I will translate. And they went and they left the tent of Korach together with Dathan and Aviram, and Dathan and Aviram went out to the front of their tents together with their wives, their children, and their youngins. So why the children and the youngins? What was the purpose behind this? So Rashi comments and says as follows: Nishayim b'nei v'tam bo urei kama kosha machlokes. See how bad machlokes is. Why? Sherei beizdin shalmata ein onchin ela ad sheyavish de saros. That the earthly court does not punish until someone reaches the age of bar or bar mitzvah. U beizdin shalmala ad esrim shana. And the heavenly court does not punish until someone reaches the age of 20. V'kan avdu af yom keshadayim. And here, even infants died because of what happened here. This comment that the heavenly court does not punish until the age of 20 is a little bit of an odd comment. Where does that come from? What is the source? And what is the heavenly court punishing? Anybody want to venture a guess? So there are different punishments that are meted out for different sins. If somebody eats non-kosher, the punishment is malchus, lashes. That's one type. If somebody kills someone else, that gets the death penalty. Right? So there are, among the other punishments that are out there, is that in the event somebody, for example, a man goes through his life without a bris, or if somebody eats chametz on Pesach, or if a couple is not careful with the rules of Nida, or if you eat certain types of forbidden fats, there is a punishment called kares. What is kares? That's a discussion. Kares is something that is not meted out by the earthly court, but it's meted out by the heavenly court. In the event that someone does one of these sins accidentally, they have to bring a sacrifice, a korban chatas. And if they do it purposely, they get kares. What is kares? Different opinions. We generally assume that one is potentially dying childless. If you have children, perhaps they die. And also the person dies young, which is taken as before the age of 60. So one can make a strong argument that kares is not meted out until the age of 20. That one says that Bezdin Shalmala, that the heavenly court does not punish anyone up until the age of 20, it would seem that you can't get kares before the age of 20. This is not the first Rashi that comments on this. In fact, it's probably not even the most popular Rashi that comments on this. Where else the idea of not being punished before 20? Anybody? Jenny? What am I paying tuition for? So, Rashi comments on the first pasuk in Chayei Sarah. Vayiyu Chayei Sarah me'ah shana ve'esrim shana ve'sheva shanim. And Sarah lived 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. That's a lot of years. Not just the amount of years, but it's a lot of time that we said years. Why not just say she lived 127 years? Why 100 years and 20 years and 7 years? So Rashi says, "Lekach nichtecha shana b'kol kal kal." Why does it say the word shana over and over again? V'lomar lecha, to tell you, "Shekol echa nidrash ra'atzo." Each number is important unto itself. The 100, the 20, and the 7. Bas meya kebas esrim rechet. She, at the age of 100, she was at like the age of 20, that she did, regarding the amount of sins. Ma bas esrim rochata sherei eina bas onshin, af bas meya rochet. Just like up until 20, you can't have any sins because you're not old enough to be punished. So too, at the age of 100, she did not have sins to be punished from. Ubas esrim kabas sheva liyofi. And at 20, she was as beautiful as she was at the age of 7. Now, were I to write Rashi, I probably would have flipped that. Right? I probably would have said she was as beautiful at 100 as she was at 20, and she was at without sin as she was at the age of 7. But I did not write Rashi, and instead they had Rashi actually do the job, and he did a fine job. I'm not knocking it. But there's a clear indication there that with that, putting aside what to look for in terms of looks, clearly the indication is the same as our Rashi, that up until the age of 20, a person does not get punished for their sins.
By the
Beis Din Shalmala, that is correct. Is there any more? So Rashi is an important source, but not a primary source necessarily. What do we have in terms of primary sources? So again, we have some offers out there as well. Let's try a Gemara in Shabbos. So the Gemara, this is an Agadita. Yes, that's correct. And the Agadita is talking about that at some point or another in history, Hashem's going to go to the Avos to complain about the fact that Bnei Yisrael have sinned. So first, Hashem goes to Avraham and they have a conversation. Then he goes to Yitzhak. So Amar lo Yitzhak. So he says to Yitzhak, we have it in English as well, Banecha chatuli, your children, they have sinned to me. Amar lefano, so Yitzhak responds, Ribono shalom, b'ni v'lo b'necha, my children. It's like a conversation I have with my wife. My daughters? Oh, that too? B'shashi yigdimu lefanecha nasir l'nishma, when we were at Har Sinai, when we were getting the Torah. And they said, we'll do everything. Just tell us what it is. Then, karat lehem b'ni b'chari. Oh, my firstborn son, Yisrael. Achshav b'ni v'lo b'necha. All of a sudden, I've picked them up now. I'm sure most houses have had this conversation at some point or another. V'od kamachatu. And how much sinning did they really do? Let's be honest here, God. Kamishno social adam. How long does a person live? So it says in Tehillim, Yemesh Nasenu, we say the Shabbos morning, Shivim Shana, 70 years. So he said, Dal Esrin Dlo Anash Dalayu. Take away 20 that they don't get punished for it. Pashul Chamishin. So now we're only talking about 50 potential years of sin. Dal Esrin Chamishin Dalayusa. Half the time is day, half the time is night. You know, they sleep at night. So how much sins are they going to do there? Right? So what are we down to? Parshul Esim V'chamesh. Dal Tartin Srei U'palga Ditzruyo Mechul Debeis Kisei. Even when during the day. You got to daven sometimes. No one ever does a sin during davening. They've got to eat. They got to drink. You got to go to the bathroom. What are we down to already? Right? So we're down to 12 and a half. Right? 12 and a half years of sins you could probably handle, God. If not, we'll split it. You take 6 1/4, I'll take 6 1/4. Right? This is Yitzhak's negotiations with God. So, it's an interesting agadita in its own rights.
Do we know what God was talking about in particular? Which sin?
Oh, yeah, it's a part of a larger agadic piece. But what I wanted, I really only cared about one line in there. And that line obviously is.
Why mine?
No, I might have enjoyed that one the most. But the
read.
Take away 20. Why is he saying take away 20? Right? So that would seem a Gemara source. So this is a little bit odd. Right? It would seem that we generally assume that when a young man reaches the age of bar mitzvah or a young woman reaches the age of bas mitzvah, they're adults for just about everything, with the exception of maybe voting, drinking, and driver's license. They're full adults.
You say Baruch Shem Torani.
That's right. It's my sister just made a bar mitzvah. My brother-in-law made a Baruch Shem Torani. I've never seen such kavana. God bless my nephew. Right? But the assumption is, so where does this idea come from? Is there any source? We know where we get 12. We know where we get 30. Where does this 20 come from, and what are the practical ramifications of it? You know, Rashi just keeps on throwing it out. Yitzchak threw it out here.
Serving in the army.
So Rashi says.
The minyanim, Parashas Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar, is only from 20 and up.
Well, up until.
Up until
60. So people from 60 also are off the hook?
Or after that, they don't get karis after 60.
So does that mean they can eat cheilev and chametz on Pesach?
They won't get karis anymore.
Baal Nida? That's fine.
They won't get karis.
So what do they get? Hardiya shishi? What do we give them for that? Right, so that's the question. So Rashi actually says what Dr. Teitelbaum said. We see that, in fete, when God meted out punishment in last week's parsha, it was only for people of the age 20 and above. Diksiv b'midbar ze yipol pigrechem ben esrim shana v'mala shaharinosem olai. So that was, according to Rashi, is the ultimate source here. The ultimate source is in the Midbar, they weren't punished until the age of 20. Therefore, this wasn't an exception to the rule, but rather Rashi assumes it was the rule. And therefore, up until the age of 20, you have this odd case. You have people kind of betwixt and betweened, where they are, if they do a sin that has Malkus or Misa, they get it. But if they are lucky enough to do a Kares or a Misas Bezdin, they're okay. Sounds a little bit odd. There seems to be another source from it. This is more of a Kabbalistic source for the Kabbalists among us. The Sefer HaBo here says, is discussing a famous question. It's called theodicy. Not the odyssey, but theodicy. Theodicy is a one-word way of saying, why do good things happen to bad people and why do bad things happen to good people? It's an interesting question. I was once talking to a Rebbetzin in a different synagogue who said to me that the answer generally is, she has found, who said you're such a good person? Right. People are quick, when thing goes wrong, people are quick to ask, why do bad things happen to good people? And, often you want to say, and how does that affect you exactly? So, but that question, of course, that's not an issue here at Edos. But so, the Gemara asks in Brachos, Mipnei Ma Tzadik V'Tovlo Tzadik V'Ralo Mipnei Shatz. Why is it that some, and it's not an exact science either. Sometimes good things happen to good people, and sometimes bad things happen to good people. And why is this? So the Gemara has an initial answer, which is later rejected. The initial answer is "Nishat Tzadik Hu Kvar Haya Rasha L'Shaavar Va'Ata Ne'enash." The person was a Rasha. The person who's a Tzadik now was previously a bad person, and now they're getting punished for it. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "V'chima Anshin Al Yemei Hanaris." What does that mean? When you were 8 years old, you were playing stickball. And you hit the ball through Mrs. Johnson's window, and you didn't take responsibility, and you ran away from it.
So,
what? Mrs. Johnson, right? Whatever you did, now you're gonna pay for it. So, of course, he says, "Nah."
It doesn't give a chance for teshuva.
What? No, I mean that you had a chance for teshuva from the age of 8 until the age of 13.
He became a tzaddik, so right. He must have done teshuva.
That tzaddik might be now that he doesn't do it anymore, but he never paid for the window, he never apologized, he never took responsibility. So that's the initial idea, that in the event that somebody does something as a young child, then they'll get punished for it later on. So
it sounds like you're really not off the hook when you're a young child then.
That's what it sounds like. Correct. So you make a lot of noise, you don't sleep well at night, you keep your parents up. Don't think because you're not bar mitzvah you're going to get away with that. That would seem to be the initial thought. V'homer Rav Simon, she'ein ma'an shebe'bezin shalmala, el mi ben esrim shana v'mala. So he says to him, well, maybe it's also like this. Maybe that if somebody does something wrong, so if somebody is under the age of bar mitzvah, so why do we pater them? Why do I assume that someone, a kid's under the age of bar mitzvah that doesn't eat kosher, violate Shabbos? So they're pater. Why are they pater?
Because their parents are responsible.
So they're not responsible because they don't have the maturity to...
They don't have maturity, mental capacity, right? They are not really able to understand and therefore perhaps control themselves.
I think it's a concept of schar ba'onish also. If they don't get, if they can't do mitzvahs and get rewarded, they...
Well, again, why can't they get mitzvahs? Yeah, that you're just begging the question.
Okay.
Right? It's the same thing.
They don't,
you know?
Become bar mitzvah.
What?
No, they just don't.
Right. So the answer is most likely because there's a lack of das.
Right.
However you translate das, whether it's intellect, whether it's maturity, right? Right. If a person, let's say, is mentally incapacitated, right? A person, you know, has, for whatever reason, has dementia, let's say, and they don't know what they're doing. Will they be punished for their sins? Will they be punished later on for their sins? They're not. So too, if you're telling me that a young kid also doesn't have the mental capacity, why should that kid, the 6-year-old kid, be punished later on? Doesn't make any sense. So he offers the following. He said, no, it's not talking about a kid that's under the age of bar bas mitzvah. It's talking about somebody who is above the age of bar bas mitzvah, but they're still a teenager. Right? As we know, the teenage brain is not totally developed, as they tell you all the time on the news. So he said, that's the story. The person must have sinned between the age of 13 and the age of 20. At that point, they have a grace period to clean up their mess. If they clean up their mess, then they're fine. If they don't clean up their mess, they're going to pay for it later on. So again, this seems to be going with it. Of course, it gets totally rejected. I'm not talking about in this lifetime. I'm talking about a previous incarnation. So he says, "Amru l'chaverav ad masai tistam dvarecha." How long are you going to speak in riddles? What are you talking about? Amarem tzuuru moshlema dover domo avishnata begino kerem vayikav lasos anovin vayas beushim. There once was a person. There where a guy goes out. He plants a vineyard. It doesn't grow grapes. It grows thorns. Ra ashlo hitzliach nato gidro pirzo v'neker gafanim in avushim v'nato ochenis. Ra ashlo hitzliach gadro v'nato achish nika ra ashlo hitzliach. So the guy clears everything out, starts over again, fails again. Ad kama amalei le'elav dor. He says as long as it takes. So to God, if God sends down a soul to this world and the soul gets a body and the body is not successful, God will wipe out the body and start over again as many times as necessary. So basically what this is saying, and again this is beyond the scope of our discussion, this is one of the major sources for reincarnation, and which is a Kabbalistic idea. It was an idea that was generally rejected by the Rishonim. And it says that's what it's talking about. It's not talking about the 13-year-old kid that's a rare case. When we say that Tzadik Viralo, it must be in a previous incarnation this was a bad person, and therefore he has to clean that up for the sake of the soul. So what interests us in this discussion is there does seem to be this idea, once again, that up until the age of 20 you don't get punished, but it seems more that it's not that you're not responsible, but you get a grace period.
When was the Sefer
What?
When was the Sefer Habayir?
The Sefer Bahir, as it says next to it, is attributed to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. So Rav Nechunya ben Hakana was one of the Amorim. He was one of the characters from the Gemara. As we had Tfilas, he better known in Brachos with Tfilas Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. The prayer that you say when you enter or enter the base of Medrash. So that would put it back a few years. So this is the idea. So we have here a concept that that up until the age of 20, the Beis Din Shel Mala does not punish. The Mizrahi, this isn't the Zionism shir, this is Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi, who wrote a Perish on Rashi. And he said, in discussing the Rashi in Chaye Sara, he says, you know, I'm a little bothered by this whole thing, because there seems to be certain halachas that don't fit in. V'hacha agav grora. As a side point, right, so what the Mizrahi does is he quotes the two Rashis that we started off with, the Rashi in Chayesara and our Rashi in Korach. And he says, I just want to discuss this a little bit. Let's say somebody has a boy and he does not give that boy a bris. So up until a certain point, it's the father's problem. At a certain point, it becomes the kid's problem. And if the kid does not take care of it at that point, the kid gets kares. What is that point? What would you think?
20.
What? Bar mitzvah.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
When a person, when he is old enough to get punished.
So at that point, he has an understanding.
Right, so she says the Haidubi Bain Shosisre Shanoviyom Echod Vamala. He says that's what Rashi to indicate is when you reach the age of 13, if you don't get a bris, then you are liable for kares. Kares is a punishment from the upper Beis Din, right? The Beis Din from on high, not the lower Beis Din. So it seems to be from there clear that somebody at the age of 13 could be liable for kares.
Wouldn't get it until 20.
No one says that. Right? Again, we had a Kabbalistic source that indicated that way. But Rashi, the same Rashi who says no punishment until 20, also says that by Bris Milah, already at the age of 13. Because of Harambam Zal Beperek Rishon Hilchos Bia, Ko Isha Asura Min Harayas, Im Haisa Mi Basho Shonim V'yom Echad V'mala, dealing with an illicit relationship, in the event that the girl is at least 3 years old, if somebody who is a gadol, someone who has reached the age of majority, meaning 13, right, is liable for the death penalty or kares or lashes. One of those three, the middle one was kares. And it says very clearly, a gadol. A gadol seems to strongly indicate the age of 13. So Mizrahi says that even though we have these Rashis in Al-Chumash that are indicating, that are saying 20, brass tacks, when you're talking about the halachas, when you're talking about either bris milah, or you're talking about bia asura, illicit relationships, it seems to be saying 13. When it says gadol, stam gadol mishigil chal onshin. Gadol seems to mean the age of 13 for men, 12 for women. The ksiv aperek sheni de hilchas ishus. He says so. Yesh lo marshal, he offers an answer. The chay of kares kamar haino lechayva bebezin shalmata malchus. He said, he offers the following answer. There's an important Rambam. The Rambam says that in the, let's say a person is over one of the sins that they have to get kares for. Is there anything you can do about it? Well, you can do tshuva. The Rambam has an interesting halacha. The Rambam says if that person gets lashes and beis din, it takes care of the kares. This opinion in Rambam played a very important historic role. I think the year 1513. Maybe 1516, happened not that long after 1492, right? In 1492 was the Inquisition. As a result of the Inquisition, many Jews were killed. Many Jews ran away. And a fair amount of Jews, as we know, converted.
Or acted like they converted.
Correct. Now, in the event that we are faced with one of the three cardinal sins, one of them being avodah zarah, idolatry, it's either die or, let's say, be baptized. The assumption is one would have to be baptized. What if the person doesn't do it? The person buckles under pressure.
Someone has to die. Has to die. Has to be killed.
Right.
You said baptized.
You said that.
Oh.
Yeah,
already. I didn't mean that.
Wait, what's the reason? If you're faced with...
Right, I said it backwards. Right, you don't get baptized. You allow yourself to be killed. Right. So these people, conversos, moranos, whatever name you're going to use for them, 20 years later, they finally leave Spain, Portugal. They go to Tzfat, and they put in a request. Could we please have Malchus? We would like to get lashes before a basin of smuchim, of a basin of people that have the right to give this.
To remove the kares.
To remove the kares, right? That is what they want. So, according to the Rambam, not everybody agrees with this, but the Rambam's opinion, again, this was important because that was the impetus to bring back the smicha at that time. So, according to the Rambam's opinion, you have an option. You can get kares, or you can get malchus. So, let's say we catch somebody eating forbidden fats. So, the punishment is kares. However, if I go over to the person saying, you know, the Park Burger Forbidden Fat Special, if you eat that, you know, you're going to get malchus. You're going to get lashes. And you say, I don't care. I've heard so much about it. I really want to have it. In that case, you will get lashes and we'll take away the curries. So that's what the Mizrahi is suggesting here. Mizrahi say, when the Rambam says, and Rashi says, that at the age of 13, you could be liable for the illicit relationship, or you can be liable for not getting a bris, that means the basin can give you lashes for it. But it doesn't. But if they don't give you lashes, you're not going to get punished.
The Rambam is very strange. Usually we say, come live with the Rambam, that you can negate or obviate the lesser punishment by applying the more stringent one.
But again, but this is a tricky one. Because, you know, when you're comparing Malchus and Misa, but even the Gemara has a little trouble with that, it seems to be obvious that you'd rather get your lashes than the death penalty. Right? If I have a choice between lashes and spiritual being cut off, I might say, you know what? Let's hold off on the lashes for now. Let's see how it works out. So it's not... Again, as the Rambam is there are many who disagreed, and the Rambam may very well not be the majority opinion here.
You mean disagreed that you can't get lashes to undo
that? If you get lashes, it doesn't help you with your kares. But that's what the Mizrahi is suggesting here. The Mizrahi is suggesting here that the answer is that, in fact, it is true that you will not get kares under the age of 20. However, the basin has the option of giving you malchus. The Chacham Tzvi is very bothered by all of this. He starts with a question from the Maharal. So the Maharal says as follows, right? In the event that somebody does something, there's a certain avera, you're going to get kares. If you do it accidentally, what do you get? Right, a karban chatas, correct. So what if a 15-year-old accidentally eats chalev,
forbidden fats.
Right, chalev is the forbidden fats. Shuman is the permissible fats.
Trans, correct.
Polyunsaturated. Thank you, doctor. That clears it up for all of us now. So his question is: if you wouldn't have gotten kares, do you still bring a carbon? That's the question. So the Chacham Tzvi is bothered by the question. The Maharal's question is, there's nothing out that there indicates that you got to be 20 to bring a Korban Chatas. So why is that true if there's something out there that indicates you got to be 20 to get Kares? So he says, Vani Mosul Chari Kushazu Ein Raschar. The Ozzy me nasna Torah Tamu Chiyav Chatas Bishkoga Bishum Du Chiyav Kares Mezid. He said, I don't think the two are related. He said, the question itself doesn't bother me. It happens to be that if you did it purposely, this is what happens. If you did it accidentally, that's what happened. Just because you're not going to get the purposeful doesn't mean that the accidental has to go by the wayside. Right? They don't have to be related in any way. So he said that really he's not bothered by the Maharal's question. That it happens to be I learn out when do I bring chatas. That's I learned it out from when I do something accidentally from my avodah zara. Romacha ma avodah zara to darsh chayv malayah as dona kares chayv malayah shigagosa chatos af kol .. To suggest like avodah zara, if I would get, I could get kares if I did it purposely. I get chatos. I do so to all other cases, but just because that's the drasha, that's the way I worded it out of the Torah, doesn't mean that they're related. That's the case. One has nothing to do with the other. But then he says, you know what? Good, that's done with. But I got a bigger problem here. This whole idea from the age of 13 to the age of 20, you're not getting kares. Even though Maharam, Rav Elia Mizrahi, and other Mefarshim on Rashi do think that that's the case, I don't buy it. The Hechi Tachin Onesh She'an Shatara Alha over Al Mitzvah, for also over Mitzvah Ba, for Chayv Aleha Malkus, for Dal Mises Bezdin. How could it be? Wait a second. When I become bar mitzvah, when a woman becomes bas mitzvah, I'm obligated in all of the Torah mitzvahs. So I can get misa, which is more chomer, a more stringent punishment. I can get malchus, that is a less stringent punishment, but I can't get the middle one. If it was one way or the other, okay, I only get the most stringent ones. Or I could turn around and say, a light punishment I'm going to give the person, but I wouldn't give him such a strong punishment. But how could it be that if I had to rank them 1, 2, 3, you're going to get 1, you're going to get 3, but you're not going to get 2? Said the logic behind this just isn't working. He said the question that the Mizrahi asks about the guy who doesn't get a bris at the age of 13 gets kares, that's a much better question than answer. You can tell me the Gemara that Yitzchak Avinu said so. Yeah, just like Yitzchak Avinu, I believe, was bickering with God, whose kids are these? I just as much believe that he was making an argument at 20 years. It's an agadata. It's a story. It's a parable. It has a deeper meaning. That's not what it meant. I'm not going to start making halachas out of that story. And you're going to tell me because of the meraglim, like Rashi says. If that's the case, at the age of 60, you should also be like, if I can go and I can eat Shuman before age, I should be able to eat at the age of 60 also. Right? It's a new thing. You're not going to have to take off your shoes when you go to the airport, and you can eat Shuman.
That's it. Another one, right?
Freyrev. Right? You can eat See? You got it. Right? Whoever said that, right? That was the rule by the Midbar. Apply that here as well. Ella, my exib behedge bekrov, o matzino kama pamish nashu katanim, the chain be erva onan, mashatirto shayavi chachmasim udochach. What about erva onan? They were very young when they were punished. Aye, they were very advanced.
Who's this?
These are the two sons of Yehuda, who were the first two husbands of Tamar. Also, God made a decision in the Midbar that only people at the age of 20. Okay. It wasn't that he was following the general rule. In that particular case, he said that's the rule. Right, by Pesach, carbon Pesach, if you have a get kares. And he can't give me the answer, oh, it's because if I skip the carbon Pesach, they can give me Malkus. No, they can't do that. By carbon Pesach is the age of 13. So the Chacham Tzvi said there's no way to accept this idea that under the age of 20, you're not going to get kares.
How did you define kares? Before I came in, you probably defined kores.
We find kores at the three
definitions.
We gave all three of them.
Okay. So kores is unique, even though it may be between Malkus and Misa Bideodom. Kores is, you don't expect not to die childless if you never get married.
Correct.
And that's one of the definitions of kores.
Right.
And if you don't give yourself a bris or arrange for a bris, at age 13, 14, 15, 16, and then you decide to do it at age 25. Suddenly you no longer have kores. So you've went away.
Right.
So it's, now, Misa doesn't go, once they kill you, it doesn't go away.
Right, recidivism among the people who get capital punishment is minimal.
Correct.
I think is what they're right.
And even Malkus, even though there may be recidivism, you can't make the Malkus go away.
Right.
Oh, they never beat me up.
Well, wait a second. Let's go check the videotape. Okay, we weren't supposed to get it. Right, that doesn't
happen. If you get a brief at 25, but you don't get any punishment for all those years.
Correct.
Well, you don't get kares. That's
yeah. You don't get kares.
Well, you have kares, it goes away.
That's what I'm trying to say. Kares is unique.
But then but not really. Again, if I wanted to argue the point, I would say to you, yeah, once you get kares, though, it's over. You don't have a chance to do it anymore. Just like once you got the Misa, you can't do it again. If I was convicted, but there wasn't actually, the punishment was not yet meted out, I could still get out of it somehow or another. I could clean up my act. Right? So too, yeah, it's the time between the Gemar Din and the meeting out of the punishment has a longer period of time.
Right, and you can do tshuva.
Right, so it's not really that different. But it is different, right? Somebody at the table had a 60th birthday party, I think, 2 years ago, and the Gemara in Moed Katan, I remember at the time thinking, says that there was only one birthday party mentioned in the Gemara. It's not Paro's. That's what everyone guesses. But Rav Sheshes, at the age of 60, made a birthday party.
Because he's no longer.
Because no way he got out of Karis.
Never.
Right. That's it. He made it. Baruch Hashem. He might have eternal damnation to look forward to, but he ain't getting Karis. So that was worthy of a party. So the Chacham Tzvi says that, you know, it's nice that you have these stories, these agaditas, but practically this just doesn't work out. So he says that perhaps Efshar Yilafarish Haid Rabbi Akiva Sheina Kavan Roma Dro Ma'ansha Arayu Kral. It could mean that when they say you don't get punished, it's not that you're never going to get punished. El Roma Dro Fam Ashkechon Dro Ma'ansha Rabbi Beizin Shalmal Kira Ashkechon Bedor Hamidbar. So it could be that it's just that it's not going to be done by the Beizin Shalmal, like it was in the Dor Hamidbar. The cave in Shekain Av Yisak Betfiraso Bikesh Ro Yanish Areim. So he says, you know, God, you made a decision at one point when with the sin of the Meraglim, I'm not going to punish anybody who's under the age of 20. So come on, take it again. Take it again. The first 20, if you took them in the Midbar, take it off now. So now from 70, we're down to 50. So that's the idea that God could make the option to do that. But the thing that that it never applies? Maybe we're not going to meet it up. But if the person dies, this major sin is still on their record. A guy's over 60. So you're 80 years old, we're not going to be able to kill you at the age of 60. But that doesn't mean, you know, you're getting shishi for eating that cheilev. The kares of that we're going to cut down on your years of your life, that's not going to happen. But that doesn't mean you're allowed to do it, right? So he's therefore it's lekayim bo kares el olam haba. But onish kehenim, because you can't do it efshir, you can't do it anyone else. So okay, he's got the paper in Gehenim. Kayotze, oh, the after yischayv kares pachas mi ben yud gimel akosh well mamtin lo ad acherkaf. Or the other possibility, which was alluded to earlier, maybe the punishment doesn't kick in at the age of 13. You get until 20 to clean up your act. But if the age of 20 you didn't clean up your act, you're going to get the kares for what you did at the age of 13. So therefore, the Chacham Tzvi rejects the idea that's out there that a person can't get kares for whatever they do before the age of 20. Whatever it says in Rashi and Korach, whatever it says in Rashi and Chayesara, and whatever we have from the Gemara and Shabbos, they're all agaditas, they're very nice. They probably have some meaning, but to say that you're not on the hook for anything kares before the age of 20, that is rejected. La halacha, the Chasam Sofer has such a question. The question is that he gets a question about a fellow who's living with his wife, and accidentally he ends up living with her at a time when she's a nida. So a man who lives with his wife when she's a nida, she doesn't go to the mikvah, that's a chi of kares. And it says in the question, "Val ishto v'hi raka b'shanim lo hegiya levaschof eilu d'varecha." And in the question he points out, and by the way, the wife's very young. She's under the age of 20. So the Chasam Sofer says, I know why you're saying that. I'm not an idiot. So he goes through the entire discussion. He says, Umashara Mazda, shana. The fact that you went and you alluded to me, she's under the age of 20. Nira Daikha Sheena Bas Onshin Lamala. So he said that would be an indication that, you know, what are we talking about? We're talking about Nida. We're talking about Kares. So note, we're only talking about him because he's not 20 yet. Lo nimtza b'shas. No place in Shas is this rule found. Rak bedrushe agada. V'kvar kosu mizeh achronim shein lismoch al zeh klal. And in fact, the person cannot rely on this at all. Uve emes, betosus yevamos, gabe ochal chela viben yudbeis ad yudches, kosovatosus, hahavis hasra sofek, because myro name or inyan chatus beshogig myri. She says there where
the perpetrator was beshogig, you said, right?
Yeah, the guy was beshogig.
What?
She's
bemazed? No. Again, so it says it was on the one in Shalom b'shas Vesta. They didn't want to get that involved in the ins and outs of the Nida, but it was not at a time where it would be expected. However, there was reason to suspect that in fact she might be a Nida. So it wasn't the total shogeg. That's the case. Again, this is a longer tshuva. I'm just focusing on that which relates to us. So he says, "My." So ella im. No, not okay. Ella al karchach mishum dekotem esrim shana roshayach kares v'chatas. Al karchach yeshu rafarish ella inyan malchus. Al level zelasa. He said, "If he brings down a tosfos, and according to tosfos, it would have to be that he would that." If this was true, Tosfos would have a totally different answer. If you see, Tosfos rejects the idea. Skipping to the last paragraph, kilo namru shiurim halol b'medrashos shebnei chof nasu bnei onshim l'malo ela b'onshim al chatoim hamechudoshin l'sha'a. So he says the idea that you only get punished at the age of 20, that's only on temporary rules that come down from Hashem. Could go onshe dor hamidbar. Like that's not a, that was an exception to the rule. V'chein basara nemer bas esrim kabasheva b'rochet hosam kodem matan Torah. That's before the Torah was given. We didn't have a rule of 13 then. V'kol etzla mikimitzo sichrios v'al zeh nemeru shiurim halalu. Aber onshe haTorah ein shum chilo kishurim halachol Moshe Misinei bein Ramalkus bein Lekarbon u'bein Yud Gimel shevi beisara shovel chol onshim shebatorah ein tzarachef anim. Bottom line, as far as the standard kares is in the Torah, once you're 13 or you're 12, depending on your gender, that is it. There is nothing further to talk about. So therefore, the Chasam Sofer absolutely rejects it. 180 degrees opposite is the Rav Ha'olam. Who was the Rav Ha'olam? Anybody know? A little history? There is a pasuk in Shmuel Beis. It says, U'benayo ben Yehoyada Ish ben Ishchai Rav Ha'olam Mikabtzoel. There once was a rabbi who lived in the early part of the 20th century who went to the grave of Benayahu ben Yehoyada and felt that he was a Gilgal of Benayahu ben Yehoyada, and therefore he named all of his Svarim after words in this Pasuk. So he was, so he has a Shuvah Sefer called the Rav Ha'olam. He has a Perish on the Gemara called the Makabtzael. And most notably, he has a halacha sefer known as the Ben Ishchai. He also has a sefer of Benayahu and a sefer Yehoyada.
Didn't you do it?
I think you touched on it in 1 week. Right, so Yosef Baghdadi was his name before. And so in his, so this is a more recent tshuva than the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. And again, we're dealing with a Nida question.
So this is the Ben Ishchai, the Rav Ha'olam?
Yeah, Rav Ha'olam and the Ben Ishchai are the same person. Same pasuk, same person. And that's an interesting reason behind it. So again, we're dealing in 100 years ago in Baghdad, and people got married young then. Ben Yudchai Shana Nasa Isha Gedola, She Yeshla Derech Nashim. So he married an older woman. What's an older woman?
15.
Right, so he said that she's already had her period. That's an older woman. And they were not careful with the rules of Nida. For almost a full year, at Hayosa ben Yuteshon, until his 19th birthday. Then he did tshuva. They found, oh my goodness, that's what you get for that? Woo, I don't want that. But he's very scared. So my yaser, he not so mitikun kares. What could he possibly do to get out of it? He should stay up all night and learn Torah. Well, yishan klal v'zei yoilo.
Still shogeg. I mean, he didn't know that.
No, he knew it was also. He didn't know what the punishment was. It's not a shogeg. V'shoal im yaspik lodov v'zei levado yoreinu. Is that enough to stay up one night learning? Or is he have to do something else? Tshuva. He said, I got good news for you. Yushami Perk Bez de Bukharim, Beresh Pirka Isa Rav Ovin Beray de Rav Tanchum Bar Tarfon. It says in the beginning of the second parak of Bikurim in the Yushami, Mehacha Yemeshno Seinu Behem Shivim Shona, Sei Mehem Esrim Shein Bezin Shom, Ala Onchin Vikarsin Ayin Shom. Sounds a lot like our Gemara in Shabbos.
What did you just say?
That he said, if man lives 70 years, subtract the 20 years that you don't get punished in the Beis Din Shalmala, in the heavenly court. Same Gemara we read in Shabbos in the Bavli. But here it's spelled out even more. Not only don't you get punished, you don't get kares. And this isn't Agadata, this is a straight out statement. The Chasan Sofer quotes from the Rambam in his Pirsh Mishnayos, no Kares until 20. Umatzino Agon Chasam Sofer, the grandfather of the Chasan Sofer. Who was the Sofer in between? Anybody?
Shevet. Shevet.
Ksav. Ksav Sofer. Very good. That was Avi Mailer. So, everybody in the internet world. He's married. So
wasn't the grandson-in-law?
What?
Hassan Sofer wasn't the grandson-in-law?
I'm not sure. He was the next generation. I thought it was a grandson.
Could. I think it was a son-in-law.
Okay.
Married in the same
Alex cemetery. Jacobs, also happily married.
So, they're in the same cemetery.
Right, correct.
There.
So,
the three of them are on
the same. So, Masha and Masta.
And sons-in-law, that's for sure.
V'hilo agia le'esrim shana. Nira daitra she'ena bas onshin l'mala. So, he says, guess what? He said, the Chasam Sofer, when he was asked this question, said, Zero nimsa b'shats rak b'drashi agada. He said, "Lo zochar." Rashi kosev v'perak beis the bikurim haniskar. Mash kosev nechto harav chasan sofer midivei rav v'pirus mishnah haniskar. He says, "You know what? I disagree. The chasam sofer says there's no sources. I got two. I got a Rambam. I got a Yerushalmi. So based on that, you don't even have to stay up all night. You're both under the age of 20. No curries. Amazing." The Avnei Nezer is not as excited about this. The Avnei Nezer says as follows. He says, "V'nira pasha de lo kasha k'mosha marti lataris kushas hamuva b'tshuvas chacham tzvi." So he answers up what the Chacham Tzvi says. "Deich mashkachas chatas mi ben yud gimel ad esrim shana." How can you ever bring a chatas in those days? "Kevin de leka karis b'bezin shalmala ad esrim karis." "Heich mashkachas lei b'chol ator ben yud gimel shana b'chal ish ayin sham." So he asks the question. Everywhere in the Torah, we see that someone at the age of 13 is considered an ish, an adult. So where do we see that? V'taratzti lefi amavur b'tikunei zohar, b'kisvei harizal. He's going to answer this Kabbalistically, based on the Zohar and the writings of the Ari. The Adam mushkach me'akadosh baruch hu b'chol rega v'rega. God looks over us every single moment. V'makosh baruch hu yasir hashkachoso chas v'shom rega achas mimenu. If God would stop looking after us for even one moment, bad things could happen. So with that, when God is not protecting us, things that we deserve to happen to us. And memela, what's going to happen is, that'll be the end for you. Yeah, we're not going to. God's not going to punish you, but He's not going to protect you either. What's going to happen is at that point, when God steps back, the curse is going to happen, but God's not going to give it to you. Well, it just happens, you know? That no, you're.
It's then. Necessarily.
So again, but the God stepping back is the onish. It's the Hester Punim, that's the onish, as we said. So, I can't tell you I really understand that. I'll be honest with you. And to me, it sounds like, yeah, you're going to get karis. Maybe it works this way, maybe it works that way,
so
but.
It's passive rather than reactive.
Yeah. Right. But, you know. If I get killed actively or passively,
I'm still dead.
Right. I'm not a doctor, but I think I'd be equally dead at the end of the day. Right, I'm dead l'chol adeus. This isn't one of the machokas. Is he dead or not? This is so again, it would seem that the Rav Pa'olim is probably the minority opinion here, and the majority opinion is more like the Chasam Sofer, that whatever it means here in Rashi, that you know we don't punish. So, we saw a few different answers. Maybe we wait on the punishment until they turn 20 from the age of 13. Maybe it means that that in certain cases where before Matan Torah it was true, right? It was true in like the Dor HaMidbar in exceptional cases when God steps in with a special punishment for this, then it's true. But in general, to say that someone who's under the age of 20 can do kares. I'll tell you on a personal note. So, the question: there is a minhag that some people fast on the day of their 20th birthday because of this. Because all of a sudden now, you know, you better do tshuva. So I remember asking Rabbi Willig the day before my 20th birthday, is there any sense in fasting? So my birthday is during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So that people fast anyhow during the Seder Shmei Tshuva. So I said, you know, you put the two together, you think it's worth it? So he hemmed the odd, and I said, listen, it's a Friday. He said, all right, half day. So that was good. I davened Shacharis, went to sleep. I woke up, the fast was over. It was but so, that's what that would be based on this. Yes?
So Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for Karpus?
No.
What okay. about the Chosin?
So again, is a...
They get married.
assuming these days that the Chosin is over.
Right, right, right. Well, again, assuming this community. You know, the
it's
famous... the famous Maisa from the Satmar Rebbe. So in Satmar, it's very beautiful. Everyone davens together in one minyan. The problem is you have 1,000 people in one minyan. You have a bunch of chasanim. You have a whole bunch of yortzites. So it came one time, the Gabbai went to the Rebbe, and he says, I got a problem. I'm down to my last aliyah. I have a chosim for his offer, and I have a mitzvah boy. Who's going to get it? So he's the Satmar Rebbe said, whoever's older.
You still have to go back and check.
Right. So the kapara that we get of either Gershon Nisgayer or a chosin on the Yom Chupaso, you know, that's more again midrashic than on the official list in the Gemara as to what is required for what. The idea is that you're a new person now, so that person is gone. So I would imagine that I'm probably responsible for what I did between the age of bar mitzvah and when I got married. So, what if, you know, it'd be nice if not.
So why is this there a general idea that goes around about not being responsible for...
Well, it's a Rashi in Toldos. There is a woman who's referred to as Machlas. And the Rashi says that's not really her name, but she's called Machlas when you get... Right, from Mechira. When you get married, you get Mechiras Avonos, that you get forgiven for all of your sins.
No, I was asking about this idea about not being responsible before the age of 20.
But that would be the Rashi in this week's Parsha. Also, that was the sources that we said. And that, in general, practically is rejected.
I would assume to say that marriage is mechaper, same way as Yom Kippur is mechaper, meaning if you do tshuva, it's mechaper.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that the fact that being married is the kapara. It's like Malchus. that itself takes care of the other own ship.
Not pretty long Malchus.
You get it in a moment positive.
No, but you're this.
You're so in the
doghouse.
Didn't realize you were here. that was Alex Jacobs, who used to be happily married.
By Yom Kippur, if you're a passive participant in the day, you're not. There's no kapara.
Yes, there is. Itzumo shalyom. Itzumo shalyom is mechaper. In many things it does. Good news.
Going back to the very first line, why do they have the little kids?
What? So the Rashi says right next to it that they were looking for mercy. Like, look what these people are trying to do. This Moshe and Aaron, they're going to kill the little children. They're using them as human shields. I would say Pesach Tshuva happens to have an interesting question. We'll just throw it out there outside. He wants to know there's a concept called Asham Toli. Asham Toli is that in the event that I do something that I'm not sure if it's a sin, right, there's a piece of meat sitting there and I eat the piece of meat or a piece of fat, and
was
then
it kosher or was it tray?
Right, someone comes over and says with these two pieces, one of them was kosher, one was not kosher, you ate one but I don't know which one it was. So you have to bring a temporary carbon until you figure it out. Right? So if you're dealing with fats, you know, to hold off on this, you bring this Asham Toli. The question that's actually yes is, do you bring an Asham Toli under the age of 20? Right? So that's basically the same question. Ayin betevas gomo agom prima godin parshal schayisasha pilpul sham imhevi Asham Toli mishu pachas mi ben esrim me'achashal yidei ein safe kares. That's very simple, very similar to what we said. But nowadays, if that happens, you're supposed to say the thing in Karbanis. So nowadays, you know, you don't bring an Asham, do you say that or not?
Right.
Let's say I shechted it, and as a shochet, in my body, this is supposed to be an asham toli. So if the guy actually needed an asham toli, maybe it would be kosher. So it's an odd question. I don't think it comes up that often, but it's the same general idea. Really, this is in the Shulchan Aruch. It actually gets quoted through this back doorway. All right. Thank you.